This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A gunman crossing from Jordan killed three Israeli civilians at the Allenby Bridge border in the occupied West Bank before security forces shot him dead on Sunday, Israeli authorities said. Diane Toh from Reuters reports.
The assailant was a 39-year-old truck driver who came from an influential tribe in southern Jordan, according to family members. It's the first such attack along the border with Jordan since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said. At a cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly condemned the shooting.
This is a difficult day. A loathsome terrorist murdered in cold blood three of our civilians at Allenby Bridge.
Jordanian officials said the crossing was closed and that they had begun an investigation into the shooting.
Diane Toh for Reuters. Venezuelan opposition leader Marina Corina Machado said on Sunday that presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez left for Spain seeking asylum because his life was in danger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Venezuelan presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez was considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race. Venezuela's vice president announced that he was granted safe departure out of the country to help restore what she called the country's political peace and tranquility. The move came as tensions rose between Venezuela's government and Brazil and Argentina, who attempted to provide refuge to Venezuelan opposition officials in the Argentinian consulate in Caracas. In retaliation, Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, broke off diplomatic relations with Argentina's government, which tapped neighbor Brazil to represent its interests and safeguard the asylum.